One sack and 25 Drake May dropbacks against the Colts front. That is the protection test, passed. Christian Gonzalez missing a full week with an injury the team won't describe, mid-negotiation. That is the mystery hanging over it. In July, we said the market was talking out of both sides of its mouth about the Super Bowl loser, a top six championship price next to an underdog line in its own division, and sided with the roster. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed, because the one integration the offseason depended on, AJ Brown and May, had spent 10 padded days resolving against Gonzalez. The one watch item we left, how the rebuilt right side of the line, the Caleb Lomu pick and the Elijah Vera Tucker signing, would hold up against Indianapolis's front in the joint practice. First, a framing correction we owe you. Neither of those players is on the right side. Vera Tucker is the starting left guard, Lomu is the backup left tackle, and the actual right side is Mike Onwenu and Morgan Moses. With that fixed, the test itself went well. Per Hector Longo at Athlon Sports, May dropped back 25 times in Tuesday's joint practice against the Colts and was sacked once. The one-on-one charting from the team's own website was mostly wins. Will Campbell 2-0 against Arden Key, Vera Tucker 2-0 against DeForest Buckner in reps the site called Dominant, Onwenu 2-0 against Adetomiwa Adebawore. The soft spots were specific and interior. Center Jared Wilson lost both of his reps to Grover Stewart, Onwenu appeared to struggle with a Buckner stunt in team drills, and Lomu was beaten by JT Tuimoloau on an inside spin. May's own day was mixed by his own account. A go-ball touchdown to Romeo Doubs, chunk play action to Hunter Henry and Eli Raridon, three straight red zone touchdowns to Doubs, Kayshon Boot and Ramondre Stevenson, and then a practice-ending interception to Cam Bynum in the two-minute drill after Buckner's pressure forced an underthrow. "We have to finish off better, and that's speaking on my part in the two-minute drill," May said, via the team's website. On his center, via Longo, "Communication has been great since Jared took over. The brown thread kept producing against a second elite corner. With Gonzalez off the field, the joint practice put Brown across from Sauce Gardner, and the team's takeaways file has him settling into cover two holes, converting slants into first downs, scoring uncovered along the back line, and separating at the top of sit routes against Gardner specifically. The July worry about the receiver swap was a man coverage chart. Camp keeps answering with the best available substitute, which is Brown beating the best available corners. Thursday's game, a 13-13 tie with the Colts, was played almost entirely without the people this projection is about. May, Brown, Milton Williams, Robert Spillane, and Henry all sat, per Connor Ryan at Boston.com, and six 2026 draft picks started. Tommy DeVito went 13 of 22 for 138 yards, and a touchdown to Kyle Williams. Jam Miller carried 14 times for 55 yards, and the defense forced four turnovers. Kendall Vildor and John Saunders Jr. with interceptions, Jeremiah Farms Jr. and KJ Britt with forced fumbles, all of it in a preseason opener, which is the frame it stays in. Andy Borogales went 2 of 5 on field goals Thursday, then 6 of 6 on Saturday, so hold that panic. The real cost of the night was on the interior line. Ben Brown suffered a serious-looking leg injury and is expected to miss at least a few weeks per Nicole Yang at the Boston Globe. Andrew Rupsich left in the fourth quarter with a leg injury of his own, and the team signed Joe Mikalski and Darian Dalcourt for depth. For a roster whose one named leak was pass protection, losing two interior bodies in one August night matters more than four takeaways. And then there is Gonzalez, the week's genuine complication. He got banged up on the final play of Monday's practice defending a completion to Doubs, per Yang, and has since missed the joint practice, the game, and Saturday's session. Vrabel's public file is reassuring in tone and empty of specifics. He's not ready to get back out there and practice yet. No injury type disclosed, and a direct denial that it's connected to the extension his representatives are actively negotiating. "This isn't anything like that. It was something that happened in practice." The Associated Press adds that everyone involved is described as on the same page. Take Vrabel at his word, and it's still a week of missed practice for the best player on the defense, with no timetable attached. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The offense's case got stronger against real opposition, but an undisclosed injury to the number one corner and a thinned interior line are real weight on the other side of the scale. What would change it? Gonzalez returning to practice, or not? And whether the Wilson versus nose tackle problem Stewart exposed repeats against the next front. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.